just about dealing with Achashverosh, and since she had to deal with Achashverosh, why did she need Haman there? So the Gemara gives many different answers to answer this question. The famous answer that everybody quotes, but I'm not sure that we quote it fully, is Shelo Yomru, Reb Nechemia Oimer, Kedei Shelo Yomru Yisrael Achos Lonu Beveis HaMelech. We have a sister of the Beis HaMelech, V'yasichu Daito Min HaRachamim. It doesn't just say, oh, we have Achos Yashlonu Beveis HaMelech, and we're going to rely on Esther. But no, V'yasichu Daito Min HaRachamim, it sounds like there'll be some Hesech Hadas from Rachamim. We're not relying on Esther. We're doing tshuva and tefillah and everything here. Mordechai organized the whole event. But yasichu datu min harachamim, in some way that the knowledge that achis yeshlonu bebeis hamelech will create some type of a hesach hadas from focusing on rachmi d'shmaya. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, she wanted Haman to be there, so I think Rashi explains on this one. Maybe if Haman is at the party, he'll act inappropriately or something, and she'll be able to point it out to Achashverosh and say, "Look at this guy that you're trusting. You know, look what a whatever." That's another one. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer, Ulai Yargish Hamokoim VeYase Lonunes. Maybe Hashem will be sensitive, they'll feel some hargoshi here, and he'll do a nes. Rashi, what does Rashi explain? Yargish hamokim, shani mekarev esoivim. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm being mekarev enemies. Maybe is there some inyan of making sholem there? I don't know exactly what it is. But inami, Rashi gives a second shot. Yargish shani tzricho lehachnif l'rosh hazeh. Hashem will be margish. He'll see, he'll feel this pain that I have to flatter and do chanifa, this type of flattering, you know, making him feel, oh, he's choshev, I invite him to the party, and he's together with Achashverosh. It's just like he said to his wife, only ani and Achashverosh are called l'rosh hazeh, ulezalzel bichvoidi, and I'm going to be mezalzel in my covid. It's not covetic for Esther to chan for Haman, that she's treating Haman like trying to make him feel good and to uplift him and to look to him in as if he was some choshev, a good, positive type of a person. And that's a zilzal in the covet for Esther. But if you think about it, it's very interesting. Because what's at stake here? The whole Klal Yisrael. Lahashmid Laroi Gula Abe this Kola Yehudim. That was the Gzeira. And Esther has a mission to try to rescind this Gzeira. And they're being mispalel and Shuva and everything in there. And she has a mission to go to speak to Achashverosh. So what is she inviting Haman for? She says, because maybe if I have to have this zilzul of inviting Haman and being choynef to Haman, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes for us. The Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael is hanging in abeyance. And what's going to make the difference? Oy, Esther now, she was Mavuza. Esther was... There's so much at stake. There's so many other things going on here. But Esther felt that if she puts herself in this position of zilzul, because she has to do this chanifa to Haman, says that's going to make all the difference. That's why she did it. She ulai yargish. What's the lotion? Ulai yargish amokim. Hashem will feel that sensitive thing, that pain, that insult, that bizoyan that she's suffering. V'yasalonunes, and he's going to do for us an es. So it sounds like Esther's thinking was that if she brings herself to be mezalzel in herself, that could make all the difference, that there should be an S, and the Hatzolah, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and the Lahashmid Laugal Abe will be reversed. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at that and say, oh, I can't, I have such rachmonis. Esther's mezalzel in herself. She's so embarrassed. This is so embarrassing what she's doing. She's doing it to herself, but she's being mezalzel in her own good. No one else is being mezalzel. Well, the zalzel b'chvoidi, that she is being mezalzel by the Hanifa, But that's so painful, that's so terrible, that's so disgraceful, that could make the turning point. Maybe it's, together with everything else, but that will make such a difference that it could bring about that might, ulai biglal zeh, no, I'm sorry, ulai yargish, v'yasa mokum nes. And Hashem will look at that and see what that pain is, that he's going to do an nes. That's the power, and that's the danger, and that's the tragedy of a person, of a tzelem elikim, of a bas yisrael, of someone to be mezuzah, or to be denigrated herself by speaking nicely to Haman, which she's doing it all for the purpose of saving Klal Yisrael. But there's a zilzul there, and that zilzul could be enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do an es and save the Klal Yisrael. The truth is that if we want to have an appreciation for how choshuv we are, how choshuv a person created B'Tselem Elohim is, the Alter here brings a medrash. Just it's quoted here at the bottom. Chazal say it's a medrash, Bereishis Rabbah. Bisho shekora odom shemus l'chol habruim. Odom Arishon was called upon by Hashem to give names to each one of the animals, each one of the creations. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Va'ani mashmi? What's my name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Odom, who's calling the names to all the behemoths, and there was great chokhmah, the Chazal explained, the Ramban explains, the chokhmah that he had to understand the nature of each one, and the name that he gave was appropriate to its nature, and even the name was matbiya, that nature, accordingly. I don't know exactly what that means, but so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'ani mashmi? Omar lecho noeli hikores adoy, the lotion of adnus Hashem sha'ato odoin lakoil. That's what the aleph dalid nun yud means. Adoin, you're the master of all. That's Odom Arishon looked around and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole world, and he saw, the Alter explains there very beautifully how he through seeing everything in this world, he saw Hashem through it all, that he was the master of it all, whether it was plant life, whether it was animal life, whether it was the heavenly bodies, he saw everything and he saw Hashem's control in that, and he says, you're the Odom HaKol. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Zehu Shmi Shekorali Odom Arishon. Think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Odom Arishon, what's my name? What should be my name? Something's backwards over here. You know, Odom should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should be his name? But no, Odom was so choshuv. It wasn't just the Malochim that when they saw Odom Arishon, Big Shalom Lefon of Kodosh, they wanted to mamish say Kedusha to him as if he was Kavi Yochel himself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, please tell me, what should be my name? Name me. Do me the honor, the favor of naming me. And then he gives him a name. He says, Adoin, you're the Adoin HaKol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, Zehu Shmi Shekor Le'odom Arishon. He's sort of is proud of the fact. He's, that's your name. Okay, accept that name. You agree with that name? Fine. No, this is my name that Odom called me. You know how choshev that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That when we say the Shem Hashem with the Adnus, this is the name that Odom Arishon, that Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Malach, that Chasreya Ma'at Me'elikim, that the Malachim wanted to say Kodesh to, that's, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu that. The connection, the histamus, the sense of godless is, I think it's mind-boggling. Okay, so, Lemaisa, we face very difficult times. This has been a very, very difficult year. On many levels, for most of us here, the corona insanity and the limitations and the restrictions and the worries and the concern and the Zooms instead of the whatever and the limited this and the limited that and the wearing masks all the time wherever you have to go. And yeah, it's like, it's been a really, and you're hearing more and more reports about depression, kids that didn't go to school for a while, that they're depressed, and people, you hear suicide rates are up, terrible things. And one of the age-old inappropriate responses to depression is alcohol. It's inappropriate because it really doesn't do anything for the depression. It's just a very temporary relief, and it certainly doesn't do anything long term, and even short term. I always find it very strange that for something that people think is going to make them happy, why so many people are crying. You know, I listen to Purim when people get drunk, and the crying is much more than the laughter. Something's going on over there. Okay, maybe you say it's good, it's bringing out, it's releasing the pain that's inside. I don't know, but Maisa, it certainly doesn't do anything long term. But what it does do, number one, is it certainly compromises, gives us a hesach hadas from Rachamim. Purim is a day where we find in Sforim that the power of tefillah is endless. It's a day of such where the whole Klal Yisrael stood in danger, could have been destroyed completely, and Avinapachu, and there was this unbelievable series of events which ended up in a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and it's a schus. If we're mispalel, it says that, I don't know to what extent, if you're mispalel on Purim, a person who's mispalel with the Beshivron Lev, and this is tefillos will be answered. It's a tremendous schus. But if we're not all there, then we're certainly having a hesach hadas from Rachamim. It's a time for Bakoshes Rachamim, and we're Messiah Das. We're not just Messiah Das. We lose Das, you know. That's one thing. Not to mention that it's Erev Shabbos, and it could come to, come to Chilul Shabbos too. People drink a lot, they're not feeling well, and then they go to sleep, or they whatever, it's a very difficult situation, especially on Erev Shabbos. Then there's something else. Esther thought that her bizoyon that she inflicted on herself to invite Purim, for invite Haman to save Klal Yisrael, might be such a gnai, such a zilzel in her kovid, that might make the difference to bring about a nes, that to be a hatzola for Klal Yisrael. What zilzulim go on to the Tzelem Elikim, to that Tzelem Elikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to and asked him, what's my name? And then he, I'm not allowed to say it, but maybe it's almost Purim. He brags and says, this is the name that Adam called me. Wow, this is my name. I'm really proud of this name that I have. This is the name that Adam called me. Such godless. And we're mezalzel. When people get shikr, they lose themselves. And they do things that later on they regret. I'm not even talking about hezek. I'm not even talking about certain things which they miss this, they miss that, but push it, the zilzulim, the things they say that they regret, the things they do that they regret, embarrassing things that happen, and all of these things happen. And therefore, so, as I mentioned, this is my agenda. At this point, I never know what to say, but we have to go easy. In most things, I would say in all things, we believe that the Mishnah Brura is the Pesach Achron. Mishnah Brura tells us what to do. Mishnah Brura tells us how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Adlo Yoda. He points out very strongly that we're not allowed to miss. You can't miss a Mincha or a Brocha or a Birchas HaMozaim or anything. But he says besides that, the Adlo Yoda, could be yoitza like the Ramah says. You drink a little bit more and you get a little bit, you fall asleep a little bit, and it doesn't have to get out of hand. It doesn't have to come to zilzul. It doesn't have to come to complete hesach hadas from that avoida which we could do on Purim to accomplish so much. We sort of sacrifice what we could accomplish for the future for just a few moments of pleasure, which end up usually a little bit messy and not so pleasurable after all. So, I don't know what to say other than, Hav Rachmonis. Have rachmanis on our own COVID ha'odom. Have rachmanis on the opportunity that we have for tefillah and let's try to make it as mild as possible. And especially be careful, because we're so frustrated because of this year has been, you know, it's basically a year since Purim. And so let's try to keep that in mind and not to allow ourselves to go out of line just because of that frustration. Hashem should help that everyone should enjoy and be mekayim the simchas hayom, and in a safe way, and we should not be masiach das from rachmi d'shmaya. We should be zeicher that just like last Purim was the beginning of this terrible matzav, this Purim should bring an end to this matzav, and we should be able to truly rejoice, and we shouldn't need any chemical stimuli to bring about that rejoicing, and it should happen mamish, mamish b'korev.